be here when you awake. The kiss is warm and tender.
Clearwater's Great Hudson River Revival celebrates its 40th anniversary this year. Revival is the country's oldest and largest music and environmental festival, bringing together major musical acts and Clearwater's own brand of green activism for a unique weekend every June. Clearwater Festival 2018 takes place June 16th and 17th on the banks of the Hudson River at beautiful Croton Point Park, Croton-on-Hudson, New York. It has an amazing lineup. I'm only going to give you a portion of it, but here you go. A number of Clearwater's favorite artists will be returning this year, including the Mavericks, Ani DeFranco, Tom Paxton, and the Don Juans, Tom Chapin, the Mammals, featuring Mike and Ruthie, Jay Unger, Molly Mason, Dan Zanes, the Neils, the Kennedys, and the dance troupe, the Vannevar Caravan. Artists the festival will welcome for the first time this year include, and we played some of them in our last hour, Jeff Tweedy, They Might Be Giants, and multi-instrumentalist and vocalist Rhiannon Giddens, and bluegrass greats Hot Rise. It is quite a festival, it always is. Here to tell us more, we welcome Betsy Garthwaite, president of Hudson River Sloop Clearwater's Board of Directors. Betsy, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Thank you for being part of the panel. Thank you for being part of this and telling us what's going on. Judith Enk and Alan Shartok are here as well. So good morning to all. You can find out the whole festival lineup and see all that's going on by going to clearwaterfestival.org. I'll give that out at the end as well. But clearwaterfestival.org. And this is, well, it's hard to believe it's 40 years, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and actually, it's 40 years for the two-day event that is known as Clearwater's Great Hudson River Revival. Prior to that, there were single-day Hudson Valley folk picnics that started in 1966, and it was a way to raise money for the building of the sloop. But those picnics continued even after the sloop was launched because music is so integral to Clearwater's DNA, and people love the festival. They love being down by the river, and it's just a great spot to really appreciate the beauty of the Hudson.
What is it like to put this thing together?
Well, it's a lot of work. It requires a lot of volunteers. I believe you can still sign up as a volunteer. We have a full-time festival director. Well, he's not necessarily full-time, but he's working on it 12 months out of 12 months
right.
to get ready for the next year. And we have other staff that are working on it as well. So it's a lot of work. It's there's a planning committee that's made up of dozens of volunteers that meet all year long to put together the festival, and they're all volunteers. So there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of people involved. It takes a lot of work and energy.
You know, there's something spiritual about the whole thing. It really is. I mean, I remember Toshi Seeger working so hard to make this thing happen. And so there's a history, and Pete and Toshi and all of you who captained the boat like you, who've done so well to make it real. I remember being in White Plains. Pete did a thing at White Plains at the auditorium there, and he had a model of the sloop and how he wanted to build it, and he was taking contributions for the boat.
Yeah, I mean, Toshi for many years was the person that booked all the talent for the festival, and you know, we have Ani DeFranco as one of our headliners this year. Ani's played the festival a number of times, but Toshi was the first person to book Ani back in the 90s when I was a captain. And it just goes to show what vision that Pete and Toshi both had, not just for the environment and for Clearwater and the river, but to recognize talent that might not be your genre necessarily, but to know, to recognize young, raw talent and to bring that to the festival, because one of the great things I think about the festival is how diverse the musical lineup is,
yeah.
How many different ethnic and, you know, geographical representations that we have, because there's always blues and zydeco and klezmer and Afro-Cuban music. And one of my favorite tents at the festival is the dance stage. And there are people that don't leave that dance stage all weekend long, and they're just dancing their bums off because such great music there.
And the festival can be the experience can be so different. I mean, I have friends who just bring their folding chairs and they sit and go from stage to stage to hear the music. I'm bizarre in that I go to the activist area and I walk around and I talk to everyone and I
don't
see
think
people.
We would expect anything else.
Yeah. And sometimes I get a little bit of music. I always leave the revival saying, darn, why didn't I go over to the blue tent area? And then other people go for the beautiful crafts. Some people go to just see the boat. It's a very unique experience. One thing it is for everyone is a huge amount of fun. And a great way to support Clearwater. And I was in Betsy's shoes in the late 80s. I was the president of the board of directors of Clearwater, a great honor that Betsy now holds. And that was a long time ago. That was the late 80s. And still, to this day, anyone who's served in that position, the week prior to Father's Day, you start monitoring the weather every day and praying that it's going to be sunny and not too hot.
Oh, it's going to be sunny.
Yeah. I think the best revival weather is a little clouds and no rain. And that's what we predict for this year.
Is it always off the grid? You're pretty much, is that how it's been the case?
You know, I don't know how far back, but yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's an innovation, though. It gets the energy part of this gets better every year.
Yes.
Now, you missed
amazing.
1 year, right? 1 year.
We did. We missed 2016. We were putting all our energies into the restoration of the hull of the sloop below the waterline.
Right.
And that was, you know, very difficult not to have the festival that year. I think a lot of people were disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, we're happy to have it back for sure.
And I think a lot of people are happy that it's back.
Oh, yeah.
It's June 16th and 17th, and a perfect location right on the point.
Croton Point Park, I can't think of a better park along the Hudson River, and it's accessible by train. So you can take Metro North, you know, down
either
from
way.
Poughkeepsie or up from
Amtrak from Albany,
up from
which is how I've done it.
Grand Central, and we run shuttle buses, free shuttle buses from Croton Harmon Station to the site.
Does it make money for Clearwater, a lot of money, or is it? Can you give us an idea as to how important it is?
Well, we don't count on it to make money, but
it would be nice.
But yeah, it is important that it does bring in money, but we don't budget it to do that because we feel like it's part of our mission. You know, Pete wanted to build the Clearwater to bring people down to the river, to get them to love the river again. And in the course of 1 weekend, we can bring as many people down to the river as go out on the sloop probably all season long. So it's really a celebration of the river and, you know, the benefits that we have of living here in the Hudson Valley. Such a beautiful place.
But you can join Clearwater exactly. in advance, for instance, and get a discount on the festival tickets, or you can join at the festival. And I will just shamelessly say Clearwater really needs financial support this year. So even if you can't go to the festival, you can go to the Clearwater website and join. And as we talked earlier, with the demise of the EPA, Clearwater is more important than ever before in terms of standing up for the river.
It's also, I just want to quickly add, it's a really family-friendly event. There's lots for kids there. There's a storytelling stage. There's a family stage. There's a play area, and kids 12 and under get in free. Also, for the first time this year, we have an any-day pass. So you can get the benefit of buying your ticket in advance, but you don't have to decide ahead of time whether you're going Saturday or Sunday. You can go either day.
That's nice. Ooh, that's very nice.
Yes.
Smart. Good innovation.
Like a festival hopper pass.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You can go when you want.
And for Capital District people, what I've done is taken Amtrak down and
to Croton Harbor.
To Croton, and you get off and you stand on a very short line with the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life, and you get on the free shuttle bus.
And what are the dates again?
It's June 16th and 17th, Saturday and Sunday, at Croton Point Park in Westchester County.
Great. An all-day event both days.
All day, I believe the gates open at 10 and it goes till dusk.
Great food.
awesome food, awesome craft vendors. We have a Green Living Expo, the activist area that Judith mentioned. The
three
sloop
of us wander around.
The sloop will be there, and you can get out on a sail on the sloop. That's an additional charge, but it's a great way to experience the festival too.
So you can actually the sloop goes out mm-hmm. several times during the day.
It's yep. a great Father's Day gift. If you're running out of ideas what to do for Father's Day.
And it is Father's Day weekend,
right?
That weekend.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is very cool. What is in the activist area?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's every group in the region that is working year-round to protect the environment. So you go from table to table, you get a little issue update, you can sign a petition, you can talk to people, ask questions. It's like, it's all our friends. It's wonderful. And it's a great, you know, it's a great opportunity. It's usually toward the end of the state legislative session. So I was there years ago, always trying to get letters on a bill we're trying to pass the final week of session. And it's a great opportunity to get informed. Most people just make a brief visit there and then go on to enjoy the music and the crafts and the food.
The crafts, too. That's a big part of it, isn't
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah. 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 We have great crafts vendors, you know, selling pottery and clothing and musical instruments that are handcrafted. So there's all these roaming entertainment. There are people that will teach. You can learn juggling there. There are people who are teaching juggling, and we have stilt walkers and roaming a cappella singers and that sort of thing.
And litter pickers. They have great recycling and great composting.
Yep, we have a zero waste program.
But more than anything, it's the music.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Well, that's my favorite part. But
most people.
And
me too.
And it's an amazing lineup. You can see the entire lineup if you go to the website. It's clearwaterfestival.org, clearwaterfestival.org, and you can find out all about Clearwater Festival 2018, which takes place on June 16th and 17th on the banks of the Hudson River at beautiful Croton Point Park, Croton on Hudson, New York. They have an amazing lineup, and again, you can find it all out by going to clearwaterfestival.org. Betsy Garthwaite, president of Hudson River Sloop Clearwater's Board of Directors. Betsy, it's wonderful to have you here. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful weekend on Father's Day weekend.
Thank you, event. Joe. Thanks for having me.
Really nice to have you here. Thank you. Judith Allen, thank you very much. Have a beautiful holiday weekend. We'll be back with the Congressional Corner right after this.